there is a fad diet for all generations.
I'd probably do the low fat because you need carbs.
I've tried a Mediterranean diet.
Atkins. I did try that.
Jessica Simpson will be strutting straight back to Weight Watchers.
They can jumpstart a healthy lifestyle, become an unhealthy obsession, or make no difference at all.
That paleo diet. Now, followers say they are shedding drastic amounts of weight and are warding off debilitating diseases.
As the name suggests, the paleo diet takes you back to caveman days. No preservatives, no processed grains, and no fast food at all.
From my point of view, it's a very like nutritious, back to kind of like natural way of eating, which is that's why the certain foods are included. And I've read a lot of books and done a lot of research into it. And so it's really just about eating what's best for your body.
Emily Groff has followed the paleo diet for 9 months. She plans her whole day around the restrictions and rules of the diet.
No wheat or corn or anything like that. So like bread, tortillas, cereals, oatmeal, no processed foods, like obviously like no Doritos, and then no dairy, so milk and yogurt. I think more of like what I can eat, which is like nuts, fruits, vegetables, lean meats.
The biggest argument against the paleo diet is the lack of whole grains. But Groff says the way grains are processed now makes them worse for you.
If you eat 2 pieces of whole wheat bread, it raises your blood sugar as much as eating 2 spoonfuls of plain sugar. And so I was kind of like, what? And so it like is just things like that that I was like, I never even like thought to think about the science behind it. And it talks about how what we ate back then wasn't processed. And that's a big part of like why there's like why certain foods, it's not that like wheat is necessarily bad.
U.S. News and World Report ranked the paleo diet near the bottom of its 2014 rankings of the best diets overall. The survey looked at how easy the diet is to follow, how nutritious it is, and how effectively it prevents diabetes and heart disease. Nutritional sciences major at the University of Oklahoma, Lindsay Malbeck, doesn't believe the paleo diet is balanced enough.
People think that carbs hurt us when in reality they are a huge part of our diet, about 40 to 65% of our diet is carbohydrates and we need them.
And she says cutting out an entire food group can be extremely harmful to our bodies.
A lot of the foods that you're not eating have lots of vitamins that we need. You can get lots of heart problems from that. Yeah, you may be losing weight, but you're also losing a lot of muscle and, yeah, vitamin deficiency, big one.
But Jo Ellen Giddish, a certified nutritionist working in the field since 1987, says the paleo diet is not the same as other fad diets, and she suggests the diet as a lifestyle change to her clients.
If you were to look at all diets right now, and for some reason we always feel like we have to have some new fad diet that comes into town, I like the concept of it mostly. I feel that we are definitely, as a society, at least in America, we eat way too many processed carbohydrates, and including, you know, white flour products, sugar products, and it's a major contributor to a lot of inflammation, which is, you know, kind of the root of disease for people.
The latest dietary guidelines for Americans from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says that refined grains such as white flour have to have extra nutrients put into them to make them nutritious enough to eat. It also states that eating these refined grains is like eating the added sugars and solid fats in cookies, cakes, and donuts. Even though Giddish suggests the changes recommended in the paleo diet to avoid these vitamin deficiencies, she says that everyone's body is different.
I think we are all biochemically unique and you have to work with that individual. I am a strong believer in staying away from, you know, processed carbohydrates, things like that. And I some people can even digest legumes, like they've got a really strong digestive tract and they can handle that in moderation. I'm also not a big proponent of dairy. Most of my clients, I do take off dairy products.
In fact, the dairy cut suggested in the paleo diet is more natural than you'd think.
We are human beings, and I don't really believe that milk is, you know, it's got a lot of junk in it and the way it's processed and how the cows are fed and all that. So I also just, you know, I remember seeing so many children who had constant ear infections or people that have so much mucus and bloating and gas and clearing their throat and sinus congestion. And so often when I take them off of dairy products, that all clears.
Giddish suggests doing an 80-20 paleo where you can eat the whole grains and even dairy 20% of the time, so you're getting your B vitamins and fibers you need from grains. Every lifestyle change has its drawbacks, but Emily Groff figures if it feels good, do it.
I mean, I feel great. I go to bed. I've never slept better. I go to bed at night and I don't wake up until the morning. When I work out, I love to run and it's helped running so much. I went off all my acne medications because I'm not eating foods that like inflame my skin. And so I feel great. I feel more energized.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Haley Thornton.